Are you ready for the draft just to start? Like, as somebody that cares about the Commanders, Redskins, but doesn't love all the non-football nonsense that always accompanies it, what do you make of the last couple months?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely ready for it. And, I mean, I'm just kind of blown away by the number of picks we have available. Certainly the second pick, obviously, which I continue to hope is Jaden Daniels and think probably will be. But there are just, you know, a lot of picks available and a lot of needs, offensive tackle probably being the second most important after drafting a quarterback at number two. I don't know what they'll do with the rest of the picks, but they, you know, the team has a lot of draft capital, a lot of cap space, and, you know, new coach, new owner. So I'm actually really interested in this draft, and I would like to, you know, get it done. And we're finally coming up on it, so that's good. But it's been a long time coming.
Did you see that for the official visits of the quarterbacks, they brought everybody in at once and went to Topgolf?
I did not see that, but I'm glad they did that. That probably was a pretty fun night.
Different strategy, you know, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. But I appreciate the fact that they're keeping it close to the vest and have, you know, invested a lot of time and resources, energy into figuring out how to use that second pick, because as you guys know, we don't have a great track record drafting quarterbacks the last few times.
We got new people now, Ben. We got to stop.
We gotta
that stuff that was here.
I believe me, I'm with you, but you feel the weight of history, you know, under this, and but I'm super hopeful. Like, I like the direction the team is going, and I like the number of picks they have, and I like the coach and the owner, and all of the signs point to good things happening. And I, you know, hopefully we get you know, a Stroud, somebody who's like going to be a frontline, you know, excellent starter from the get go.
Flip everything upside down right away. Talking with our boy Ben White, Economy Ben. You see him on MSNBC. You can follow him at Economy Ben on both Twitter, X, and Instagram. I am going to give you an opportunity before we go to a perhaps problematic, you know, reoccurrence. But I'm going to let you gloat about your Yankees. You get 30 seconds. They've been playing pretty good baseball. Now, my Orioles are coming. Watch out. But how much are you enjoying what Juan Soto's doing and what the Yanks are doing early?
Hey, listen, 30 seconds, I won't take up probably even all that. I'm enjoying it. You know, they've actually lost three straight for the first time this year, and the Orioles are coming right up behind them and have a great club. There's no question about it. The young talent that's there is evident. I think this Yankee team, you know, led by Soto, is a very, very good team. Will get better as the year goes on. I think Aaron Judge will get better. There are a couple other players that, you know, haven't hit that much yet, and, you know, we'll get some top flight pitching back a little bit later, and probably pick up a couple of arms and maybe a bat before the trade deadline. And I think it'll be a good race between the O's and the Yanks for the AL East title. I think they'll both get into the playoffs, and we'll see where they go from there. But it has been a pleasure to see them start the season really well, but then you get used to winning and then they lose a couple and you're like, oh man, you know, the doors are falling off. But it's just three games. So yeah.
Well, it's a guy that constantly goes for him and gloats about him. I think it's all because of Jeff, because he's like the cooler. Whatever is hot, if he comes around, it gets ice cold.
That is true. Take your beef up with Jeff.
No doubt.
And then last sports one, because we got a lot to talk about. The you watch the Caps? Have you been excited? They're going to the playoffs. They're playing the Rangers. I imagine a lot of New Yorkers will kind of chirp you during that series.
Yeah, they probably will. And I'm honestly just kind of tuning into it now because I kind of tuned them out for a while, the Caps, because
a lot of people
did look playoff bound. Yeah, but now I'm going to jump back on. And playoff hockey is one of my favorite things in the world. I've been to many Caps playoffs games and playing the Rangers, who are a very, very good team, and I imagine would be heavily favored over the Caps. But it would be wonderful to see them you know, win and move on. So I'm definitely going to tune into that, and I'm sure I'll get into some chirping with Ranger fans on X and elsewhere. You know, I have a bunch of Ranger friends who are very close friends of mine. So there will be some rivalry stuff, but it, you know, it's great. I'm really pleased they're in the playoffs, because just getting the opportunity to watch playoff hockey is always really fun. And maybe I'll get to the Garden for a game.
Just block all their calls until the end of the series.
Maybe till like the end of May.
Block them all on social for the
I don't talk to
it.
Some of my friends when it comes up. When certain games come up.
Oh, is that right?
They text me. I never call them back to after the game. I say, oh, man, I just saw your stuff. I didn't see it before.
Smart.
That is smart. I'm psyched for them.
You're good, dude. Talking with our buddy Ben White. You see him on CNBC all the time. I've read his work all over the place, New York Times, Politico, Washington Post. Let's get to what you do best, the money world. I think everybody was hoping for these rates to come down. It doesn't seem like they're going to now. Inflation is higher than we expected. I read this article in The Atlantic that really did a good job of explaining how inflation hits like the bottom 50% of the country that are living more paycheck to paycheck. I notice it at the grocery store, but it doesn't necessarily limit my life. But a lot of people, it does.
Yep.
What the hell's going on? Why is this such a persistent issue? How can it ever change?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right, and that Atlantic article was very good. You know, inflation is most troubling to people who, you know, spend most of their paychecks every month on, you know, the basics, and have not seen it, you know, get back down to 2%, which is where the Fed would like to see it. But, you know, the flip side of that equation is that the economy overall is strong, and stronger than we thought it was going to be. Retail sales came out pretty strongly. The last jobs report was strong. It looks like first quarter GDP growth, you know, the measure of how the economy is doing overall, could come in close to 3%, which is solid. You know, it would be wonderful if inflation were also getting back to where the Fed wanted it to be, which is 2% annual rate. It's not there yet. It's still, you know, 3%, and there's still a lot of demand in the economy. So the Fed's not going to be able to cut rates possibly for the entire year. You know, we all talked about maybe they'd cut in the spring and then the summer. And now I think the consensus among economists is late in the year, if at all. But the reason that they can't do that is because the economy is doing pretty well. So, and we're not at 9% inflation, which we were in 2022. We're at, you know, between 3% and 2%, which is not ideal, but not horrible. So, you know, we could be in a lot worse scenarios than we are right now. I mean, we have a strong, solid, growing economy with job creation and economic growth and retail sales, consumer spending still strong. It just means that the Fed can't cut rates and goose it a little bit more. I mean, they will eventually be able to do that, but they can't do it right now.
So you think we're looking the other thing the article said is they can't do it immediately surrounding an election. So it's like right? Like, because then it's just too political or something. So
yeah, well,
if we don't get like a July, then we might not get till December kind of thing.
Yeah, there's conventional wisdom that the Fed does not like to move in any significant way close to an election. But that all gets thrown out the window if they feel like conditions merit making a move. I think it, generally speaking, if it's a close call about cutting rates or not cutting rates and leaving them where they are, the election has an impact on just making no decisions. But there's plenty of examples throughout history where the Fed has moved close to an election cycle, you know, if the economy requires it. The point right now is that it probably doesn't. You know, they can stay where they are and hope that growth continues to be strong and inflation, you know, at least stays sort of where it is and trends more towards 2%. And if they can get out of the way and not do anything close to an election, they will do that. And that feels at this moment like where we are, that they can, you know, stand pat for a while and not make any moves and wait until the election is over, which is my guess for what they'll do, and just stay put where they are now and make moves next year.